Surely the presence of the Lord is indeed in this place. Each of us breathing God together, immersed in that beautiful presence. The presence that is always where we are. That whatever is going on in our life, to hold on to that truth of hope, that the presence of God is here in us always. And so I would invite us now, during this time of meditation and reflection, a time of leaving the outer world and going inside, where we truly know the truth of who we are and to whom we belong. And so I invite us just to let go of that monkey mind of thinking about things we have to do later today or what we had to do this morning. Just for a moment to set that aside. It'll be there to pick up later. But for now, to take a time in this sacred silence that lies deep within each and every one of us. And so I invite us to bask in all the beauty that is there, the love, the strength, the hope. To know that what is ever going on in our life, that when we stop and go inside, and hear those beautiful words, "Be still and know that I am God." That everything we need is right here. So I invite us for the next few moments whether we are coming to this place for guidance with a question on our heart, or whether we are coming to just bask in the power, the warmth, the beauty, the acceptance, to just sit in this gift that we have, in this beautiful silver silence. And so I invite us now to, in consciousness, come back to this place that we share with all the beautiful souls sitting next to us and around us, behind us, in front of us, giving thanks. Giving thanks that we have a choice in this life of what we focus on, of how we spend our time. We are grateful for choices. And we do ask that we make those wise choices to focus on that which is good and true and beautiful, so that we may bring hope not only to our own life, but to the world. So we do give thanks for this time together. We give thanks for this beautiful unity movement that teaches that there is only one presence and one power in this universe, and that we are part of that presence and power. And we do give thanks in the beautiful consciousness of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world, and you are the light of the world." Not to hide our light under the table, but to let it shine, to bring hope to our life and to this world. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.